ICEA Gear has outfitted over 10,000 bow hunters across the country, and we're continuing to raise the bar when it comes to bow hunting camo. New for the 23 season, we introduce our never-before-seen panel fabric system designed to be dead quiet, along with our patent-pending bow hunting collar. ICEA Gear. Features and function built for bow hunters by bow hunters. Learn more at asiogear.com.
Welcome to the Better Bow Hunter Podcast with your host, Nate Bailey and Jerry Goins, where we celebrate the ancient paths of our bear bow ancestors, where hard work and woodsmanship outweigh advanced shooting devices, where we value those who've gone before us and welcome those yet to come. Join us as we share valuable insight about the bear bow hunter's lifestyle. Welcome to another podcast, and today we have with us Joe Fear, the owner of Wilderness Pack Specialties. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing good, Nate. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I been using my Wilderness Pack board, going up and down my hill, so some of that's good. It hurts, but it's good afterwards.
Right, yeah. You can never take the suck completely out of it.
No. It's one of those things. We have a hill behind my house, and I've been doing sprints up it, and my legs have been, this year for some reason, maybe it was Corona or whatever, but I hadn't been getting out, and so my legs have been just giving me all sorts of problems. I put 60 pounds on and go up and down the hill.
Yeah, that's a great way to work out. It's the only way to get, you know, mountain fit is to wear a backpack.
Yeah, yeah.
Not much you can do in a gym to simulate that.
Right. So, I've been wearing your pack for, the last year and a half or so. And I thought it'd be cool something like that. And I wore the Wilderness Pack way back. I'll tell you a story how I kind of figured Wilderness Packs out is, I used to be a firefighter, and Wilderness Packs started making, firefighting packs, or that's where I saw them.
Yep.
And, All of the firefighters that did it full time had a Wilderness Pack on, and I was like, you know what, that would make a great hunting pack. And it wasn't very long after that that I ran into, it was called the Bighorn back then, and I still have it, by the way.
Yeah.
And it made out of saddle cloth and real tree, and it was more of a day pack. The Bighorn was, you know, that model of Bighorn.
The original.
Yeah. It was cool though because it had like a shelf you could put your coat on top of, you know, and. And then it rode in the small of your back, just like the Wilderness, the firefighter backpacks. But anyhow, so it's kind of funny because they're a premium backpack, and I had two kids at home at the time, and this was like 2000, I think, or 2001, somewhere in there, and I had two kids at home at the time, and I was actually upset at my wife when she bought it for me for my birthday because I was like. Man, we just, but I'll tell you what, about in, let me see, 2012, I finally ripped the zipper out on that thing in 2012, sent it over there, had the zipper replaced, and little did I know, but they replaced both zippers, and the webbing had little spots in it where I burn it, like by the campfire and stuff, and they took and sewed that up. So I was sold ever since. And it was 100% made in America. And that was another thing that I thought was something that's really important to me. So that's my story. And now I have the other Bighorn with the frame. So that's my story. Now, Wilderness, you're not the same owners originally, right?
No, we're not. We took the company over in 2015. It's kind of a cool story. My dad used to repair industrial sewing equipment. So he would travel all over, you know, Oregon, Washington, Montana, Idaho, repairing industrial sewing equipment. And the original owner was actually one of his clients.
Oh, right on.
He had been fixing their machines since day one. And we got a call one day. We had started a sewing factory up here in the metro area doing military bags.
Gotcha.
So we were doing contract military equipment. And he had heard about it. He was ready to retire. His wife was already retired. So he had asked us if we wanted to take it over. And, you know, I'm a lifelong outdoorsman. My dad, all of our family have been hunting or fishing for our entire lives. So it just meshed really well.
Right, right. And being attached to the military community and the firefighting community, you probably have a strong sense of wanting to keep that pack in the United States too.
Absolutely. You'd be scared to find out how much one of our packs would cost to have it made in China with all the shipping to bring it over here. It's ridiculous how cheap it would be. But I just can't do it. Won't do it.
Right, well, I appreciate that. And the funny thing, so here's the thing. So the listeners right now are probably going, oh my gosh, this pack's got to be really, really outrageously expensive. You know, that's just the typical thinking, right? But the fact of the matter is these packs are probably less than a lot of your competitors.
Oh, quite a bit less, yeah. We are a small family-owned company. It's just basically my folks, me, my brother, two of our good buddies, and we have three people that work for us that are not family.
Oh, right on. That's it. Right on.
We're trying to keep it affordable for everybody. You're spending the same amount on one of our packs as you would, say, a competitor, but they're made overseas, when you've got some other companies that are also whole U.S. made. You're looking at $800 for one of their packs.
Right, right.
Ours are between $3 and $4.50, $3 and $5.
Right, depending on what it is. And you got a whole lot of choices. I look at your website all the time. And not only packs, but you also do fish bags too.
Oh, yeah. We've been doing fish bags for a long time. We also are one of the only companies doing custom sizes. So if you need a custom size, you can call us up, let us know the height, the width, the length. If you need a 12-inch pleat, and we can put it together for you. On top of that, we actually make custom in-floor box liners for your fish holds in your boat. That's becoming super popular, especially up here in Northwest with the aluminum boats. They just don't hold the ice.
Right.
Send us all your dimensions, and we can custom make them, and we don't charge any special fees for custom work.
Yeah. So the first one of those boat bags that I saw was a boat fish bag. I was really impressed. It hangs on the side of, and it was in a Willys, and I think it came with the Willys boat.
Probably.
And I was pretty impressed with that. I was like, that's a pretty cool idea. I wish I would have thought of it. But we're coming into elk season. Everybody's out, you know, trying to get their legs and get everything back into shape. You know, we've sat around the house, been quarantined or whatever, and I just thought it'd be cool to get you on here and talk a little bit about your packs, because you guys have, you know, you got a huge assortment. Just the frames alone, you have three frames. And
four frames.
Four. Oh, yeah, four. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Four frames. And it's crazy to think that there's that many frames, and then you have the packs, that many more packs to go on. And then you also have a new pack, and I don't know a whole lot about this one. I've been seeing a little bit here and there on Instagram. But it's your new pack is it the Icon? Is that right?
There's two new ones three new ones this year. We have the Axis, which is an 1800 cubic inch pack. It's all modular. There's two side pockets for scopes or trekking poles, but the rest is modular. You can add pockets all over the outside of the bag. But it also has two zippers running down the front to give you access to the inside of the bag, so you don't have to pull stuff out of the top.
Right. So it's a full length zipper coming down. That's pretty cool. And on that bag, so how do you attach the stuff on the outside of it?
We have a little 1-inch clip it's called a gatekeeper, that you just weave through the pocket and goes through the ladder system on the bag and just move them around wherever you need to.
Oh, right on. Right on. And then I see now, too, you offer them in several different colors. What colors are those?
We got True Timber, Multicam, Coyote Brown, OD Green, Ranger Green.
Right.
And we could do black on custom orders if people want black.
Gotcha. So let's jump into this a little bit. I have the Bighorn. And the Bighorn, I think the Bighorn's kind of the the middle pack, you know, you could use it for a day pack. And then I've spent overnight in it, and I could probably do 3 or 4 days in it real easy. But then you have a bigger pack. What's your guys' biggest pack?
The biggest pack, you're looking at probably the Ibex, I believe, is the biggest pack.
Right.
Main compartment alone is 5,000 cubic inches.
Right. Right. And then it's expandable from there, too, isn't it?
That is fully expandable out. That if you add that's just the main compartment, then you can add pockets and everything to the outside of that one as well. It's also modular.
Right. Right. Yeah, so I'm just looking on your website here. So the Ibex plus the frame, and you usually put that on the heavier frame, right? Which is?
The Ibex can go on either the Cascade, the Kodiak, or the Yukon frame.
Okay. Okay. And with the bag and pack, it's $485. How do you guys do that?
We don't have a huge markup. That's, if you'll see a lot, that's what people will have a hard time finding us, I guess, is we don't have a huge marketing budget, a huge budget to travel around and go to, say, the Total Archery Challenge or whatever. We don't have a lot of that built in, so we're trying to keep it low enough for people just to be able to afford it and don't have to, mortgage their house for a backpack.
Yeah, yeah. And the word of mouth, I think, once people start looking and looking around and seeing more of these packs out there, especially like mine. The Kodiak I've had for, and it's been used hard. I'm telling you right now, when I get tired, that pack just kind of falls off. It gets beat up, and we put a lot of miles on. And if you look at it, if I washed it, it would look pretty new. I mean, all of the seams, I don't have any problems with them, ripping out or anything like that at all. And I can't say that for every pack that I've had, but I can say it for these. And the one thing is when I started looking at, Wilderness packs, the Wilderness specialties, the reason that I started looking at them was one, because of the service that I got before. And two, I love the fact that you guys are totally an American company. I think that's, and so you're American from the frame to the buckles, to the webbing and everything, right?
If we can find it made in the U.S., we will use it.
Gotcha.
There are a few pieces on certain packs that are made in Austria. There's one piece made in Canada.
Right.
But that's about it.
Right. Right. So if a person was to come onto your website and then come to you and say, hey, what? I'm going to go on an elk hunt, and it's going to be probably like a 4-day elk hunt, and I'm going in the wilderness. What pack would you offer them or recommend to them?
It would all depend on if you're camping at your car or if you're going to backpack in.
Right. Yeah, backpacking in.
Okay. You could go with either the Yukon and the Caribou or the Ibex.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And then those both now, I know this. I know the answer to this question, but both of those packs, can you pack meat with those and the pack at the same time?
Yes.
And how does that work? So does the pack come off the frame or?
It does. There are attachment straps that hold the pack onto the frame that are quite long, that you tuck behind the pack, and you can extend the pack away, put meat behind the pack, inside the meat sling that's already back there, and then tighten everything back up, carry it all out at one time. And if you need to go for a second trip, you can dump your pack carrying just the frame back in and pack more meat out.
Gotcha. So on mine, it came with the meat frame or I call it a meat shelf, but I'm not sure what you guys call it, but it came with that behind the pack.
Yep. All of them come preloaded with the meat carrier.
Oh, geez. I didn't know that happened with all of them. And then also, all of them come with the hip belt pockets?
No, that's only on certain models. The Yukon, the Caribou does, the Bighorn, and the Ibex all do. Some of the smaller packs don't.
Gotcha. Okay, so say I now say I was, you know, just an average everyday elk hunter. I needed a day pack, and I pack in, you know, like my lunch and you know, rain jacket and things like that. What pack would you recommend that you guys offer there?
That's going to depend on how much you plan on packing out, what your maximum load is.
Gotcha.
If you're going to keep it under 50 pounds, 60 pounds, you can go with our Impala. That uh-huh. The light frame will hold up to 75, 80 pounds pretty comfortably. But over that, if you go above that, it's a little soft. If you're going to do more than that, definitely go with the full-size frames and the Axis pack.
Gotcha. That new Axis. So with the Axis pack, and I don't – that's kind of why I got you on here, is because I'm a little selfish and I want to know a little bit more about that pack. But with the Axis now, it looked like it was kind of a modular type pack where you could split it up or move it around. Because I do a lot of that. A lot of times I'll pack into a place and then I'll leave stuff, you know, like back at the lake, and then use it as a day pack and then come back and grab it. Is that how that works? Or
The only thing you can take, the lid is fully separate. So you can actually take the bag off and run the lid as a really light little day pack.
Gotcha. That's what I was thinking. And then, yeah. Gotcha. That's what it looked like. When I saw that, when you guys came out with it, I was like, man, that looks really comfortable. Because I do a lot of wilderness stuff, like the date. Until I find elk, what I'll do is I'll just go in. If there's elk sign there, then I'll come in and I'll stay there. But until then, I do a lot of running back and forth. And so, you know, that was kind of what I was looking at. But I want to have a meat. I always want to have something to pack that first load of meat out. You know what I mean? So it's to have a day pack that has no frame is kind of like, doesn't make any sense to me. So that's kind of why I was looking at the Axis. And I'll tell you right now, the Bighorn works really good with that Kodiak frame for that. It just sometimes, you know, I pack, if I have a bigger pack, I'm going to make that thing full. So I always end up carrying a lot of weight.
Yeah, we hear that a lot. It's part of the reason we went to the more modular designs is
right.
Then you can add only the pockets you need and not have to fill the pockets you have.
So if, say, a person was to buy, buy like a bigger pack, can they use mm-hmm. that same frame for a smaller one?
Yes.
So
yeah, most of our packs fit all three of the full size frames.
Gotcha. So that's pretty cool, because then you could own a couple different packs, and you could even pack that other pack inside of it, you know, and then have a smaller pack when you make a big camp, if you do a bike camp or whatever.
Yeah, we have a thing called the Pelican, which is a little pouch that adds, it goes on the outside of the packs, and I've got a lot of guys that, for say your Bighorn, it'll add an extra 1,400 cubic inches to that pack. You're hiking in, you can dump everything, and that Pelican then will then attach to the frame by itself.
Oh, cool. I didn't know it did that.
Another little way to do that.
Yeah, because on the Bighorn, I pack everything that I can pack, for like a 4 or 5 day hunt. I put it in the Bighorn. The only thing that I need extra room for is food. That's the only thing I need.
And that's generally, most guys have the same problem, either food or clothes, depending on the season. And that's about the Pelican. If you throw your food in it, you can then just hang it if you need to. If you're in bear country, you just unclip it and hang the Pelican out.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool idea. Yeah, I may be talking to you later about that Pelican.
Yeah, give us a call.
Yeah. Or maybe even go up a pack size and then just carry the other pack with me. One thing that I know everybody's going to be asking me about. So you build everything in 500 Cordura, or is pretty much everything 500 Cordura, or...
90% of everything is 500 Cordura. The True Timber is not, and the ASAT is not.
Right. So what's the ASAT? What's it built in?
ASAT, the nylon poly blend.
Okay, so is it a little bit lighter maybe than the Cordura?
Not really, no.
Okay, gotcha.
About the same.
How about the some of your... So I guess that real is it Realtree that you had?
True Timber.
Okay, so is the True Timber, is it kind of like a saddle cloth, or is it, what's it like? I haven't seen one of the new ones.
It's called Silent Suede. So it's a real fuzzy. It's not like fleece, but it's got a soft kind of fuzzy texture to it. So it's really quiet when stuff scratches against it.
Right on.
But it is a little heavier than 500 denier, though.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. So I've been, you know, I've shown your pack on, you know, social media and things like that, and I probably butchered the weights on it. So I'm gonna ask you, like the bighorn with the frame and the pack itself. I think, am I right by saying it was 8 pounds, or is that right?
No, that seems a little high. It's closer to 6 3/4 to gotcha. 7, depending on what you have on it. But yeah.
Yeah, and like I've told everybody before, you know, I pack enough extra weight on myself that 2 pounds here and 2 pounds there don't bother me in a pack. What does bother me in a pack is how sturdy the frame is. And I'm talking lateral, you know. I noticed the frames, so like the Kodiak frame, it will twist a little, but it does not break down laterally at all. And
right.
And that's when I'm packing, that's my biggest. I used another pack company. I packed out an elk with another pack company, and that thing, and I won't mention who it is, but that company or that pack sat all on my shoulders. Didn't have any load lifters like my Kodiak frame does. And it sat all on my shoulders and just was as sloppy as can be. After that, I was like, there's going to be a frame on every pack that I go in the woods with.
Yeah. If you don't have a frame, that's all you're going to get. It's all going to be on your shoulders. There's no way for it to transfer the weight to your hips. Mm-hmm. And there is a point that you can't get less weight and keep the rigidity and the durability that we require in our packs. You get a lot of these guys looking at 3 or 4 pound backpacks. Well, you are definitely giving up a lot of the durability and the load capacity in those packs.
Right. So. Right. Yeah. That's, I guess that's what you said it way better than I did. That's what I was saying is I'm not willing to give up that rigidity that you get in your pack. I'm not willing to give that up. And I have tried some of the other, you know, some of the clothing company pack brands and those things. And, you know, and they do well, but it's just, I don't know. There's something about that rigidity. When you get a quarter on, I mean, it's, you know, a 30 pound pack, you could do a lot of packs out there can do that, but you start putting weight in it. That's when rubber meets the road right there.
Oh yeah. That's we travel around and do all the sportsman shows in the winter. And we're the only company at most of these shows that'll put the amount of weight in a pack that we put in there. We have 127 pounds of lead and sand that we travel around with to load people up. If they're comfortable with it, we'll put the whole thing on them. I think the next closest person I've seen does 65 pounds.
Right. Yeah, that's cool. That's kind of a cool thing. So I'm going to ask you, so what's your guys' philosophy on so first of all, what's your favorite animal to hunt? I ask everybody this on the podcast, so I really want to know what your guys' favorite animal is, and it could be yours. You don't have to tell everybody's, but
I'm a big fan of elk hunting. I love elk hunting. If I got a chance to go either to Canada or Alaska for some moose, I would probably be all over that.
Jump on!
I haven't had a chance to do that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm an elk hunter too by heart, and I think I know where you guys hunt. You guys hunt the coast, right?
Yeah, that's one of the places. Yeah.
I think I remember seeing some of the stuff that you guys are doing over there on the coast, and I know that some of that you guys are hunting over there is like a jungle, and that's the kind of stuff I try to stay out of.
Yeah, it definitely is.
But yeah, so we. I was kind of shifting off the packs. You guys do more than just the packs. You do the fish bags. There was also a leader bag that you guys do.
Yeah.
And then, gaiters, you do gaiters as well.
Yeah. We're currently redesigning the gaiters. But we do have them at the moment.
Do you have any special thing coming down the road? You know, you've heard from me asking for you guys to build some bino harnesses and some other things. I was, without having to give away what you're coming out with, Are there any of those kind of cool things coming out?
Yes, there are. There are definitely a few things in the work. Because we are such a small company, finding time and being able to prototype stuff can be a little bit of a hassle. But yes, I am looking at, I am designing at the moment a vinyl harness. So that is in the works. There are some other duck hunting products that we're looking at doing. And then they're a pack or two. And then a couple of new fish bag sizes.
Oh, cool. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. I was just kind of wondering about some of the, because I know the vinyl harnesses right now are a huge thing. And it would be cool to integrate something with what you guys got going on already. But I was always, every time I put my vinyl harness on, I think that I'm like, man. And I think when I put my vinyl harness on, I look down and I think it even tells me right there that's made in China. And I'm thinking it'd be cool to have, because, you know, on all the videos and pictures and stuff, the vinyl harness shows up first. I was just thinking it'd be cool to have a Wilderness vinyl harness. But
well, as soon as I get one, we'll ship you one, have you test it out for us.
Oh, I'd love to play around with it. So I think that's about it. And it's good that you guys. And so do you have a shop up in Portland then, or you guys do everything out of like a warehouse, or how do you do that?
No, yeah, our shop is out in Cornelius. It's just west of Hillsboro. We do have a showroom that we're building at the moment to allow people to come into the shop and purchase products directly out of there.
Cool. Cool. Yeah, when you get that done, let us know, and we'll get that address out there so people come by and swing by. And I'm kind of partial to the packs just because the way I've been treated over the years with them, and that hasn't changed. The same packs and the frames, they're the same kind of build. When you pull one apart, you look at it and you go, yeah, that's pretty quality stuff there. And you can tell that human hands have touched it too. That's another thing that I really like about the pack.
Yep.
But all right.
Each pack's made by a person. It's not a robot doing it.
Right. Right. And a person who is in the United States and actually in my hometown, right? I mean, in my home state. And so that's kind of cool to me. I like supporting stuff like that and keeping the local guys. And the packs are that good. They're really good packs. So
appreciate cool.
Well, I appreciate you coming on here and telling people about your packs. That's one of the things that I was really wanting to do, is try to help people know that you guys are out there. Because I see, you know, this time of year you start looking around Facebook and stuff, and you see people talking about, hey man, what pack should I get? And then I can remember when I was, you know, in my 20s and had young kids, and I can remember looking at packs and I was like, oh, I can't afford, you know, some of these American made packs, although I want to support American dollars and I want to support American jobs and things like that. And then you look at that and then you go, well, I'm just going to have to get a different pack because I can't afford them. And that's a lot of it's because people don't know you guys are out there. So I wanted to get that out so we could, you know, keep building here in America.
That's it. We'll keep it here.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to get going, let you get going. And thanks for coming on. And we'll have to get you back on here with some of the other prototypes you got coming.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, Nate.
You betcha. We'll talk to you later.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Thanks for joining us on another edition of Barebow Hunters Podcast. Hey, if you like what you heard, please give us a rating down below. We like the 5 stars. And follow us also on Instagram under Barebow Hunters. Go to our YouTube account, Barebow Hunter at YouTube, under the Life Outdoors heading. So that's Barebow Hunters YouTube under the Life Outdoors. Also, go in, join Barebow Hunter group on Facebook. Thanks again for listening.